What's up, dope?
All right, Russ, Cal Poly in Tennessee are your last two ends. CPB Texas Southern last night advanced in the face Wichita State, Tennessee with that 14-1 OT run to advance to face UMass on Friday. Now 16 games on your schedule today, starting shortly after 12. You got to get your brackets in before noon. The 11th seed Dayton taking on the 6th seed Ohio State. That's out of the South region. That will get things started right at 12:15 Eastern time. These two schools only 80 miles apart. The West up next, 15 seed AU facing the 2 seed Wisconsin at 12:40 Eastern time. 5th seed Bearcats with the 4th game of the day out of the East region taking on your 12th seed Harvard. Now, Tommy Amaker, always a tough dude. Now, you remember, he got Harvard their first tournament win last year. Bearcats got to be careful on this one. That's 2:10 Eastern time. Back south, the 5th game of the day, Syracuse, your 3 seed, better be ready. This could be another upset right here. The 14th seed.
I agree with you on Western that one. Michigan. I think they could be going out.
The Broncos Syracuse. Could get them out, 245. Check that
right.
one out.
Okay.
Now, Delaware playing Michigan State. That's your 13 versus your 4th seed at 440. The 8th game of the day will be NC State taking on St. Louis. That's out of the Midwest. 7:20 Eastern time, you got Villanova tipping off. 9:25 Eastern time out of the East, you got Texas. 9:40 Eastern time in the Midwest is the main event. 4th seed Louisville taking on Manhattan. That'll be a tough one, followed by another good
all
one.
All right. All right. Enough of all that. Enough of all that soup. I want to know who's winning the whole thing, Super Can.
Who's going to win the whole thing already?
Yeah, see, you're not going to commit. You're a commitment folk, man.
You want me just give it up?
No, I want you to do that because what you're going to do is you're going to lie when you realize your team gets blown out in the first round.
I'm going to tell you like this. I'm not.
Who's going to win it all?
I'm not picking the favorites like everyone else. I'm not going with your Floridas. I'm not going with your top seeds. I'm not going with the defending champion Louisville.
Right.
I'm telling you right now. I got my secret coming out.
Hey, if he won't say it, I will.
Tell us.
Michigan State. They the best team.
Michigan State.
Right now. They the best team in the
well,
country.
Well, you know what?
Best team
I'm not
right
mad
now.
At you with that pick. Because they were hurt throughout the season, man.
Right.
They got healthy.
They just started
and
coming together.
They're just dominating.
They won't do it. You'll see my
he's not going to say. He's not going to. You know what he's going to tell us?
You'll see.
He's going to tell us the day of the game.
Hey.
Of the final. The championship series game. That's what you're going to do. I know you, Sue.
I'm trying to get my $1 billion. Hey,
all
congratulations
right,
to Tony Romo. He just had a second child. Congrats to he and his wife. A DA in Arizona saying he will not charge Darren. Well, we will not prosecute Darren Sharpe until after L.A. And also, did you hear about this? Mike Vick will visit the New York Jets first out the gate, and he may end up right there. But from what I understand, Tennessee is watching. Speaking of watching, Hall of Famer Kareem Abdul-Jabbar is watching what's going on with the Milwaukee Bucks. He may be interested in getting in with a group to buy that team. And Damon Lillard. There you go. Hey, you remember we thought he was doing it all with 3 events during All-Star Weekend. Well, he's at it again, saying he's dropping a mixtape this year, followed by an album. Forget
right.
the rest of the guys. I have
all
a story
right.
to tell.
All right, we have a long. This is an awfully long sports.
Not
report,
really,
man.
I got more.
You're done. We gotta go.
All right.
Thanks, Soup.